We're going to have some conversation here, and then we're going to open it up to you for your questions and get some input from you, things you've tried, things you haven't, things you want to know from them, what you should try to get a buy in the future. Our panel would like to get a little better handle on the audience. So if you are a broadcaster only, please stand up. Okay. All right. Thank you. A salesperson only, stand up. That's okay. You can admit it. And if you are a combination on-air salesperson, please stand up. Okay. And if you're none of the above, now's your chance to stand up, too. All right. Okay. And why are you here? No. Ownership, managers, please stand up. Any owners, managers? Yeah, Mark. Okay. So, all right. So we've got a good mix of folks here, certainly. And we have a good mix on our panel. Now, a lot of these people I know you are familiar with, and their bios are in the program. I'm not going to go through all that, but I'll quickly go through. Barry Nelson, many of you have worked with Barry with John Deere since John Deere invented the first piece of equipment. Barry was there, I think, right? I remember that press release you sent out. I don't remember it. Mike Perrine keeps showing it to me, actually. Also with us from O&B in St. Louis, we have Pat Rosner, and she, familiar to many of you, Monsanto, United Soybean, Intervet, some of her key accounts. We also have with us Pat Morrow from BASF Corporation, and I don't know why we let him on the program, but you know Bill Farmicus, president of J.O. Farmicus Incorporated. So we're going to kick some things around here, and then if we don't get to your question, you'll have a chance to ask a question. I'm going to start here with Pat Rosner from O&B. Pat, you drew the short straw. The big question that I would have, well, for both Pats, is how we want to start off. When you get a proposal, what form do you want that proposal in, and what are you looking for? What are your criteria that helped you decide on whether or not to place that buy with that broadcaster or not?
Well, from a technical aspect, we'd like it in electronic format, first of all. We get a lot of things in. We like to keep files on them, easily accessible, that sort of thing. What we look for is we look for proposals and opportunities that serve two purposes. One is customized for the client we're talking about, and two is something that you know your listeners are going to be interested in. We know that without that latter, the former has no value. Your listeners have to be engaged and involved in whatever those elements of a program are in order for it to work for you and for us and to keep your audience happy. So I guess that is a starting point is what we look for. We also, as many of you know, rely heavily on AMR ratings. So any information that you can lead us to look at as we go through our normal course of evaluating things would be helpful to have in a proposal as well.
Do you prefer a face-to-face meeting at some point?
We would love more face-to-face meetings. I know that we see a few of the farm broadcasters probably one time a year or so, and I know it's very difficult for a lot of you to get out, but I would encourage you to do so. NAFB is a great resource for us to come here and for you to come here so we can have a chance to meet and have discussions. I'd also suggest that any opportunity you have to, you know, invite us to functions that might be going on in the area that it's appropriate for us to travel to, we'd be happy to do that, but would also love to get more of you in our offices. It's always best to have a face with a name and to get a sense of what you are bringing to your listeners, and it's just a lot easier for us to kind of formulate opinions and have those meetings spark ideas about how to go forward in plans and buys that come up in the future.
And for those that don't know, those offices are in the process of moving to downtown St.
Yes,
Louis.
They are. Moving downtown today and then moving again in about 4 months. So if you get a business card from me today, you know, call me first before you come.
That O&B Travel and Road Show.
That's right.
Pat, for BASF, how do you want the proposal, and what are you looking for in making a decision on a buy?
Yeah, I think we need to step back for a minute, though, and say there's not just a proposal on my desk at any given point in time. There's probably more than two dozen, okay? So not only are you looking for me to agree to your proposal, somehow it has to catch my eye, right? So why should I look at your proposal versus the guy next door? So I think there's a multiple year of proposals that we're looking at, and I think the biggest thing to understand is that resources are finite. Right, so yeah, we're a big company, but we have a budget as well that we have to live by, and we also have to prove certain things to our management when we do, in fact, look at proposals. So I think the first thing is, you know, understanding that your proposal is not the only one that we're looking at, and then secondly, to understand what is going to make us follow through after we've looked at it the first time. And to me, that is, how is this going to pay for BASF? So I would ask you for maybe, before you even sit down and put pen to paper on a proposal, to put yourself in my socks or in the socks of whatever brand manager that you're thinking would be appropriate for the proposal. So let's take Headline for an example. If you were the brand manager for Headline, you know, and this project you're proposing is for Headline, you know, what would you think that brand manager would want, or what would you think we would want from BASF to make it valuable to the company and to help us move forward? So understanding what the objective are, and in our case, the objective is, yes, to establish a relationship, but also to sell product. I mean, without selling product, we wouldn't be here today. Without selling product, we wouldn't be able to do all these lovely sponsorships, et cetera, et cetera. So how is what you propose going to have a positive ROI for BASF? So I think those are the two things to really understand. Firstly, knowing that there are multiple people out there competing for the same money. And then secondly, how is that money going to be the best spent? And you just need to prove or help us understand how it's best spent with you.
I would think moderating a panel you're on and making sure you got easy questions, that would carry some weight too,
that
right?
That would certainly help, yeah, yes. Okay. That would certainly help.
I was hoping so, yeah. Well, let's go to Barry Nelson. Barry, you work with a lot of the broadcasters here, different types of projects and things. What are you wanting as far as some idea or some proposal that you're interested in that John Deere would sponsor?
Well, a couple of things to add on to what everybody else has said. It really is good to come to NAFB, and actually I get some of the best ideas. I hate to say this, in the bar or dining at the restaurant. But
what, you in a bar?
And what I'm talking about there is get input from us, from people at John Deere in my case. What are some of the things that we're emphasizing for the year? And be knowledgeable about that. So then when you do come in with a proposal, you kind of know where we're coming from for the year, what products we're going to be promoting. And then I want to add on to that, we are, for all of you to know, we're getting more aggressive at the dealer level. A lot of our dealers are consolidating. We're having some owner groups that are owning a state, for example, because of the consolidations. And so it is really important that the broadcaster and their sales team really gets to know and understand the dealer. And not only for agriculture, but really understand that audience, because the dealer may be selling large production agricultural machinery to a production farmer, or that dealer may be selling small tractors to more of a rural lifestyle audience. So that's also critically important. And Deere has some programs in place right now, co-op programs, very targeted. And so if the broadcaster knows that, he can go in and work out, he or she can go in and work out a pretty good program with that local dealer. And we're going to see increased business that way.
Is this like the old co-op program that many of us used over the years?
Yeah, it'll be a 50-50 kind of deal, but it's very targeted. The dealers have so many funds to use, and it has to be with certain products that we're trying to grow the market segment with.
Bill, as a rep, and you're working with these people, what do you say to your stations? How do we go in and make a good proposal here?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that Barry mentioned is really understanding your local marketplace. If it's a local John Deere dealer, or if it's a local Monsanto representative, understanding the market and bringing the value that you guys have locally is one thing that you should bring through, either if it's your salesperson within your station or network, or if you're working with an outside firm. The other thing, and Pat, we talked about it earlier, was how do you bring the farm broadcaster to the agency or to the client? A lot of times you guys can't visit them, your salespeople are bringing them. Is, again, if you're doing any interviews or anything locally with at the station or in the field or so forth, make sure that that's getting through to your rep and to the agency. We do work with some folks on the print side. With the internet now, the more that you can get stuff in front of the client and the agency of what you're doing in the field is critically important. So again, as we talk about value today and value that you guys can bring to the advertiser, if you're doing an interview with a local salesperson or you're within the field, you're doing a field report, make sure that MP3 is through the sales folks back into the agency and to the PR folks, because it's critically important for you guys to show the value that you're doing within the field.